Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to Stoic Calm. Today, let's talk about something we all grapple with at some point. Those pesky little voices in our heads that like to bring us down. You know the ones, they whisper doubts, amplify insecurities, and make even the simplest tasks feel monumental. We're diving deep into the world of negative self-talk and learning how to silence those inner critics while building a rock-solid foundation of self-esteem. Because let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs. Deadlines loom, relationships get complicated, and sometimes, even getting out of bed feels like an Olympic sport. That's when our inner critic really comes alive, isn't it? But guess what? You have the power to rewrite that narrative. So, how do we kick those negativity ninjas to the curb? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, awareness. Before you can silence the voices, you gotta know they exist, right? Pay attention to your inner dialogue throughout the day. When do these negative thoughts pop up? What triggers them? Are you constantly putting yourself down or comparing yourself to others? Once you recognize the pattern, it's much easier to start challenging those thought patterns. Think of it like catching a bad habit. Once you become aware of it, you can consciously choose to break free. Next, we've got to challenge those thoughts. Remember, your inner critic isn't always right. Often, these negative voices are based on fears, insecurities, or past experiences that might not even be relevant anymore. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Would I say this to a friend? Most likely, the answer is no. So why are we subjecting ourselves to this harsh inner monologue? Now, let's flip the script. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. This might feel awkward at first, but trust me, your brain will start to believe it. Instead of I am not good enough, try I am capable and worthy. Instead of I always mess things up, say I learn from my mistakes and grow stronger. Here's another game changer. Practice gratitude. Seriously, take a few minutes each day to appreciate the good things in your life. It could be anything, a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, a supportive friend. Focusing on what you're thankful for shifts your perspective and helps quiet those negativity vibes. Finally, don't forget to treat yourself with kindness. You wouldn't speak to a loved one the way your inner critic talks to you, right? So why do we allow ourselves to be so harsh? Practice self-compassion and remember that everyone makes mistakes. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and learn from your setbacks. Ever felt like you were stuck in a rut, doubting everything you did? You know that feeling when those negative thoughts just keep swirling around your head, making you second-guess every decision? I've been there, trust me. It's like your brain has decided to host its own negativity festival, and you're the unwilling guest of honor. One time, I was about to give a presentation at work, something I usually feel confident doing. But then those pesky inner voices kicked in. What if you mess up? What if people laugh at you? You're not good enough. Suddenly, my palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and I felt like I was about to spontaneously combust. Then I remembered these 5 key takeaways. I took a deep breath, challenged those negative thoughts. Seriously, Avery, you've done this before. Replace them with positive affirmations. You are smart, capable, and prepared. Practice gratitude for the opportunity to share my ideas, and treated myself with some extra kindness. The result? I delivered a successful presentation. The audience was engaged, I felt confident, and those negative voices were nowhere to be found. It's a constant battle, folks, but with practice and awareness, we can silence those critics and build unshakable self-esteem. So remember, you are worthy, capable, and deserving of love and happiness. Don't let those negativity ninjas win. Take action today, start challenging those thoughts, embrace gratitude, and treat yourself with kindness. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little extra stoic calm in their life. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let me know your biggest takeaway on social media. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.